We're going to show you the scene this morning at New York's Penn Station. Amtrak says it's expecting a near record number of passengers for the Thanksgiving weekend. Crowds are also lining up for trains in Philadelphia. But across the country, travelers still don't have one option used around the world for nearly half a century: high-speed rail. Mark Strassman shows us why one state's battle could set the pace for the rest of the nation.
In China, this bullet train zips between the cities of Beijing and Zhengzhou at over 220 miles per hour. So convenient, one local air service went out of business 7 weeks after the first train left the station. Andy Kuntz heads an advocacy group called the U.S. High-Speed Rail Association.
China now has built almost 10,000 miles of brand new state-of-the-art high-speed rail. All brand new, all fast, the best in the world.
This is the Acela Express, which runs between Boston and Washington, D.C., with stops in between. It's as close as the U.S. gets to a high-speed line. The top speed is 150 miles an hour, but the average speed is not even half that, 70 miles an hour.
But California hopes to connect San Francisco and Los Angeles with America's first true high-speed rail. 520 miles between them. Travel time, 3 hours. Full service is scheduled for 2029.